Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I was making some phone calls earlier today, just, what else are we going to do?
Right.
What else are you going to do?
You got to stay in contact with people.
What else are you going to do?
We need human contact.
In these trying times. Dude, I never needed,
It's just good to hear someone else's voice.
I don't think families were meant to be together 22 hours a day.
No.
It's just not. It's not.
Trust me, I know.
It's not good. It's not good for anybody. And it doesn't mean anybody's wrong or there's not not enough love in the house. It's
right.
Just like, I don't think families are supposed to be together this much.
This little 2-hour escape every day has been good for me.
Yeah, in week one, I was leaving the house around 3:20. Now I'm like, get out of here around 3:05,
yeah.
by next week, I'm going to be like, all right, it's 1:45, time to go.
Yep.
I just drive down the street and sit in my car. It's just, Jesus, Lord. So stumbled into a couple things that I thought were interesting. One, the Grizzlies have spoken to the Army Corps of Engineers about FedEx Forum serving as an overflow medical facility if we get to the point where we need one in this city, because obviously they've had to convert all sorts of things in New York into medical facilities. The Javits Center, there's a hospital in Central Park now. They built a hospital in Central Park.
Man,
like,
yeah.
What? Got a ship. And if you continue to listen to the right people, they will tell you that this is going to get worse. Like, it's already bad, but tomorrow's going to be worse. And the next day is going to be worse. And Governor Cuomo in New York still thinks the apex in New York City is something like 14 to 21 days away. And then we should be, a couple of weeks behind them. Hopefully not to that extreme. And I'd be surprised if it's to that extreme because, New York and Memphis are very different places.
Mm-hmm.
In New York,
got a lot of people in a confined space.
Well, that's undeniable. But like my larger point was you had people coming from China to New York City,
yeah.
People coming from Europe to New York City. Like when you fly to America, you probably fly into New York.
Sure.
So there's that. Then you got subways. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been on a subway in rush hour, but you're literally shoulder to shoulder with the person who's shoulder to shoulder with somebody else, who's shoulder to shoulder with somebody else. It is the opposite of social distancing. On the streets, people packed in everywhere. Here in Memphis, we don't live that way. So you would hope, fingers crossed, that we don't reach their levels or anything close to their levels. And again, I'll let the doctors do the predictions, but I, based on what the doctors are saying, I don't think we'll get there. But we could get to a place where we can't handle what we got, which makes us just like New York. Like, we might never match them case for case, but if we also can't match them ICU bed for ICU bed. We can't match them ventilator for ventilator. So we might not have the numbers, but we could still have the same problems. Not enough places to put people. And so the Grizzlies have spoken with the Army Corps of Engineers, and my understanding is just let them know if it gets to that. We all hope it doesn't. But if we need to turn FedEx Forum into a medical facility, then that is what we'll do. Like if that's our part or part of our part, then we're going to do our part. The second thing I'd heard is that Robert Pera had donated 300,000 meals to a local food bank. which is, I didn't ask how much does a meal cost, but you can do the math on that.
Sure.
It's a lot of money, which is an outstanding thing to do because there are people right now who need help. And that's another thing that's going to get worse before it gets better. People are going to lose their jobs. People are losing their jobs. It's a little bit like coronavirus in this way. What did I say 2 weeks ago? You might not know anybody who has it right now, but give it 2 weeks. You'll know multiple people who have it. I think we've all gotten to a point where we all know somebody who's been diagnosed,
yes,
who has tested positive for coronavirus, right? Same thing 2 weeks ago. Might not know somebody who's lost their job yet, but that's coming. You will, and it might be you. I think we've all probably know somebody who's lost their job. Bartenders and servers were like the first to pay the price. But it's going to be hotel employees, airline employees, people who work in schools. There's really not an industry that's not going to be impacted by this. And so there are people who need help. And it's nice to hear that Robert Parrish is stepping up in that way to provide 300,000 meals to a local food bank. I know that sometimes some people are frustrated that he's not Mark Cuban. You know, like he's not on the front row and he's not, emailing with anybody who wants to email and on Twitter nonstop and, you know, granting interviews to anybody who wants them. Like, I get that. I'm in the media, of course. Like, you don't think I'd love to have Robert Parrish on radio with me? Because when you hear him talk, he's undeniable. He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
He's an impressive guy.
He's kind of got a fascinating story, too.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, I know he's been on with Vernon a couple times.
Yeah.
And every time, like, those conversations are super interesting. And so, of course, like, I wish he was more visible. I wish he were more visible, too. But I will say, I've got close friends who work in that organization. And you can say that he doesn't communicate enough, if that's your opinion, that he's not visible enough, if that's your opinion. I will say that I don't know anybody who works over there who has ever complained about him in terms of giving them the resources they need to do what they want to do. Like, when they need something, he'll write the check. And I've heard that from multiple people, friends I have that work over there. So this is just another example of that. 300,000 meals to a local food bank. That's 300,000 people that are going to have something that they otherwise might not have had, and he's going to be responsible for that. So I think we're now living in a country where everybody is trying to do what they can do. And for some people, it's very little. For others, it's nothing. But the Grizzlies it's not the type of organization that's going to send out a press release over this stuff. But my understanding is they are behind the scenes trying to help in ways that they can. If you need our downtown arena for a medical facility, let us know. And our owner is willing to write the check to cover 300,000 meals, for a local food bank. So two nice stories. Our biggest professional sports franchise in the city, stepping up and trying to help in this city in ways that they can behind the scenes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.